From Grand Central Station in New York City to the public library in Ithaca, advocates for people in prison gathered to call for action on Wednesday to end solitary confinement in the state. Jared Chausso with the New York Campaign for Alternatives to Isolated Confinement says last year, Governor Cuomo's administration settled a lawsuit by agreeing to virtually eliminate solitary confinement for minors and pregnant women in New York.
But it does leave the vast majority of the 5,000 New Yorkers in prisons and jails right now who are in solitary confinement in the exact same conditions or similar conditions as before.
He notes that some people remain in solitary for months, years, and even decades. A bill called the Humane Alternatives to Long-Term Solitary Confinement Act is pending in both houses of the New York State Legislature. Chausso believes the bill could finally pass this year, but he says it isn't necessary to wait for legislators to act.
Governor Cuomo has the power right now to end the torture of solitary confinement and replace it with humane and effective alternatives.
Extended isolation has been shown to have serious and lasting effects on the mental and physical health of people in prison. Spending 23 hours a day in a tiny, windowless cell can exacerbate pre-existing mental illness, which Chausso says is already common in the prison population. But he points out that extreme isolation can also cause mental illness.
Putting a human being in a cage alone for days, weeks, months, and even years and decades can literally make people lose their minds.
The United Nations has officially classified solitary confinement lasting longer than 15 days as torture. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.